Even at this time of year, the sun can do a lot of damage. Skiers experience harmful rays at high altitudes, and spring break beach trips also expose sun worshippers to cancer-causing UVA and UVB rays. Bob Koresh quickly learned the power of the sun when his 22-year-old son, a Cincinnati tennis star, swimmer, and skier, was diagnosed with melanoma and then died 2 years later. It was Andy Koresh's dying wish to help others.
He wanted to start a foundation. So what we're doing from the point that we started it is exactly what he wanted to do.
The Andy Koresh Melanoma Foundation does a lot of things, but most recently helped pay for a special lamp that University of Cincinnati skin cancer researchers needed. Dr. Zalfa Abdelmalek, professor of dermatology and cancer biology, proudly shows off the solar simulator.
This is the lamp. See?
The lamp emits light that encompasses the entire spectrum of solar ultraviolet radiation, UVA and UVB. UC's old lamps projected only UVB rays. Abdelmalek says both can contribute to skin cancer. She's trying to discover the genetic susceptibility to melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer.
So, in order to understand how to prevent melanoma, we really need to understand how the cells that can turn into a melanoma, the pigment cells, the melanocytes, how would they react in the face of sun exposure? So this is what this lamp is going to help us do.
In fact, Abdelmalek's goal is a topical cream that will interact with skin cells to repair skin damage while also increasing pigmentation to provide a tan without the sun. She estimates her development is about 5 years away. It's something that Jenny Powell says can't come soon enough. She's a two-time melanoma survivor and on the board of Melanoma No More, the other foundation that gave money to pay for the lamp.
And then ultimately, what we want is to have no one suffer from this disease. So Zalfa's work to me is just amazing. So if we can develop something that will allow us to have a topical cream that not just reflects the rays or provides some protection, but really can biologically fight what is a pigmentation or a disorder that is likely to become cancer, that to me is the ultimate answer to melanoma.
Back in Abdelmalek's lab, she points out a freezer full of tissue samples and explains just how specific the research can be with the solar simulator lamp.
If we irradiate for a certain time period, this is similar to so many minutes of exposure to the sun, let's say at noon at a certain latitude.
Her staff will then monitor how well those cells can repair the sun damage. Not all cells react the same. In fact, healthy cells can reverse damage better than cells in somebody with a high predisposition to melanoma. Scientists used to think that UVB rays were the only real concern. While the effects are drastic, Abdelmalek says UVA rays can contribute to skin cancer since we are exposed to them 90% of the time. Leanne Blair is the executive director of Melanoma No More and sees the great importance of preventing skin cancer.
I know many people with the disease. I see its impact from stage one to stage four, and I greatly appreciate that our organization is working with the Andy Koresh Melanoma Foundation to make a difference.
Experiments with the solar simulator will begin in 2017. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.